Cheryl Lynn Livingstone is just trying to get back on her feet, but battling an affordable housing crisis always holds her back from feeling like she has a viable safety net. The Kitchener resident recently recovered from surgery which took her away from work, causing her to have to draw from her retirement fund just to pay for the apartment that costs her $1,185 a month. "I finally just got back on my feet," says Livingstone. "I just started a new job, but money's been tight." Livingstone is one of the many Indigenous residents on the waitlist for housing through the nonprofit KW Urban Native Wigwam Project, which provides affordable rent geared to income housing for Indigenous people in the Waterloo region. On January 13, the City of Cambridge, in partnership with the Region of Waterloo, announced the development of affordable homes for Indigenous families in the region. The decision is game-changing, with $3 million of funding from the region going towards the construction of 30 new homes at 27-31 Cambridge Street. The project will be managed by KW Urban Native Wigwam Project. When asked how receiving one of the affordable homes would impact her life, Livingstone says that it would be amazing. "That would save us a lot of money, and we'd be able to get our bills paid down and put some money into savings." For Kitchener resident Valerie Jones, receiving one of the affordable homes is what makes it possible for her to exist on minimum wage. Jones experienced rent increases after her landlord decided to sell and a new owner took over. "I'm very excited and very appreciative," says Jones, who is slated to receive one of the one-bedroom units at 27-31 Cambridge Street. Executive Director of KW Urban Native Wigwam Project, Leanne Hunt, says that discrimination is still a huge factor when it comes to Indigenous people attaining housing in Waterloo region. "A lot of people see an Indigenous person and think right away that they're going to be a difficult tenant," says Hunt. "They are not going to pay rent, etc., so there's a lot of stereotypes that come into play when it comes to Indigenous people. It's been a long time coming, but now we're getting 30 units and this is great for us." For Jones, the impact will be life-changing. She'll be able to have a window above ground for the first time in years. "Financially, this means a lot to me, and I'm very excited. Here are three things you need to know about the project. 1. WHO are the homes for? All 30 of the homes are for Indigenous people, with 16 of the homes specifically dedicated to Indigenous women and children. 2. Where will the homes be located? The development will be located at 27-31 Cambridge Street in Cambridge. 3. WHO will be managing the project? The homes will be managed by KW Urban Native Wigwam Project with funding from the region's Equity Investment Fund.